Well, I got something really important I want to say before we get into today's topic. I just want to say thank you to anybody who's been listening to these and sending these to those that you love. Thank you for tuning in. Mark, thank you for doing this and getting this all started. I just love our time together, and I really appreciate those of you who listen to us talk through these ideas and these topics together.
Yeah, I want to just say, too, that I appreciate you so much, Eric, and you've been such a huge part in putting this together, and I truly hope that people who listen are blessed by it and are brought closer to God, our Creator and our source for all things. God bless you.
So let's get into it. Let's talk about today's version of why not return. Why not return? And what I want us to think about today is an experience we've had, a time in our life when we felt like we were fighting a battle alone. I don't know if that lands with you, but people do feel like they are alone in a battle, like they are alone fighting for their life. Mm-hmm. And it's the kind of battle that probably doesn't show up on a medical chart. You know, I probably couldn't look at a certain aspect of your life and say, oh, that's where the struggle is. It's a battle around that thing. I don't think I could point to a person and say, that's it. That's the battle. That's the struggle. It's something heavier. It's something deeper. It feels like something darker. We're fighting for our life, and we feel like we're doing it alone.
Yeah, I've had that before.
Okay.
For sure. I hear you.
You brought up an idea earlier. Feeling like you're fighting against the universe. Hmm. Feel like you're contending with the universe, or the universe is just against you. Something, you know, I couldn't point to that and say, like, oh, it's a money problem, or oh, it's a marriage problem, or it's, you know, that's like, that's something a lot bigger and deeper, a lot heavier. Like the universe is against you.
Yeah. I think that can hit people and should probably hit them all the time, because we go through trials and it just seems like, why? Why is it happening to me? Why can't I seem to get out of this pit that I'm in? And so it's, and a lot of people, they really feel like their life is really going downhill, and there's not much they can do about it. They feel stuck.
Yeah, alone. Mm-hmm. And like Scripture tells us that we're not in a battle by ourselves. We're not in a battle against other people. Mm-hmm. We're in a battle with, you can call it the universe. I like that. I think that lands well with people. Mm-hmm. But we're going to kind of talk about it in terms of spiritual forces, which are part of the universe. Mm-hmm. That you're not in a battle by yourself. You're not in a battle with people. You're in a battle with spiritual forces of evil.
Yeah. We are spiritual people living in a physical body. And I think we have a lot going on in this world that really have to do with a spiritual battle in the heavenly places. And we are involved in it, whether we understand that or not.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are living a battle. Mm-hmm. We're living out a battle. Matt, in Luke 22, Jesus tells Peter about this battle. He kind of gives us an idea of like what's going on here in these moments of, I feel like the universe is against me. I feel like everything is against me. Hmm. Jesus looks at Peter in the in Luke 22, verse 31. He says, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. Satan has asked to sift you like wheat." Satan, the universe, the spiritual forces of evil, it wanted to destroy Peter. They wanted to destroy Peter. They wanted to shake him apart until there was nothing of faith left about him. Mm-hmm. That's what these spiritual forces of evil want to do to us.
Yeah, and they were actually wanting, Satan was wanting to sift Peter after he failed in his faith toward Christ, after he rejected Christ and denied him. So Peter is in a weakened state, and the spiritual forces of darkness are wanting to take advantage of that.
Oh, they're capitalizing.
Yeah.
They're capitalizing on their moment of his denial. Mm-hmm. Of his walking away. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. They're capitalizing. Yeah. But this is what Jesus says. I've prayed for you. I've prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. Before the attack ever came, before the denial ever came, before Simon Peter walked away, Jesus had already prayed for him. Mm. He'd already interceded. He'd already stood in the gap for Peter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Peter needed that desperately. Because as a human being, there are so many opportunities to fall and to choose the wrong choices and the hurtful choices and the destructive choices. And when we're in the midst of them, it is so hard to pull ourselves out by ourselves.
Maybe even impossible by ourselves. You alluded to Psalm 139 before we started recording.
Yes.
And I think this is perfect for a way to talk about how God is trying to reach you and let you know you're not alone in this. And this is a real battle you're experiencing. Like your experience of, you know, the universe being against you, if you want to say it like that, the experience of spiritual forces of evil being against you, that is validated. That is going on. But this is what God wants to do for us. Whether we're in a state of not believing in Jesus, whether it's we're in a state of like having believed in Jesus and now denying and walking away, or if it's just we need to grow in the way we follow Jesus every day, these words are for all of us.
Yeah, in Psalms 139, the psalmist talks about God and his great presence and love, even when we don't realize God is there. In verse 1, he says, "O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways." And down to verse 7, it says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." So God is always present and always cares for us and wants to guide us.
Yeah, so the battle is hard. Mm-hmm. I think we would honestly, you know, if we're going to reflect on our own battles, like it's understandable, like that people drift from God or that people feel like it's hard to approach God because the battles are tremendously hard. Mm-hmm. temptation gets so strong and shame whispers so loud, is, doesn't make a lot of sense, but it does. It shouts in our ear. Yeah. The lies we tell ourselves, they become so convincing. Mm-hmm. You know, like telling myself that I don't know if I can overcome, you know, this. I don't know if there's someone here to fight this battle with me. I don't feel like anyone understands me. Yeah. I feel like everyone is against me.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. With all of the lies, the deceit, the failure, we find ourselves in a place of darkness, of separation, aloneness, hopelessness. Mm.
And that's exactly where the enemy wants us.
Yes.
That's where they want us to be, in isolation, and believing that isolation is our destiny. Mm. The truth is, you're not alone. Where can I go to flee from your presence? You're not alone. Hopefully, you have loved ones that are praying for you. Even if you're not always part of the prayer and part of their conversations with God. Hopefully, we all have, you know, God's people who long for us to be home with God. Most of all, we have God himself reaching out to us through Jesus, who wants to intercede for us, who wants to pray for us before we ever go through these cycles of battles throughout our life. Romans 8 says, you know, for those of you who are in Christ, who have been in Christ, he is at the right hand of God continually praying for his people. And I think that's such a special thing to consider, that Jesus Christ himself wants to carry your name to the throne room of God and petition to his Father on your behalf. So
yeah.
Special.
Yeah.
And maybe you feel like you are in the darkness, isolated. Maybe you've walked away and you feel like you're in a darker place. This is what that psalm goes on to say. If I say, surely the darkness is going to cover me, that the light about me, the light that I see around me, like all I see is night, all I see is darkness. That's all my eyes are open to is darkness. Even the darkness isn't dark to him. The night is as bright as the day for him. The darkness is as light with you. With God. The battle's real and the enemy is relentless, but we are surrounded by something so much greater. A cloud of witnesses, prayers, hopefully prayers from other saints on your behalf, and Jesus Christ wants to give you his strength himself. He wants to intercede for you and help you win this battle. The battle is a real thing. It's not, don't let anybody tell you that your battles aren't real. Your battles are real, and God wants to help you with them. He wants Jesus Christ to be your right arm. Mm-hmm. You're not a soldier abandoned on the field. With him, you're a part of an army that marches together, and you will be victorious. You will be victorious in this battle against the spiritual forces of evil, against the universe, if you want to call it that. There is certain victory if you march in the army of God together with our victorious King.
Mm-hmm. Yes, God is light, and Jesus, as we see in Hebrews 7, is our perfect high priest to bring our case to him, to help us in our time of need, to forgive and to cleanse us and purify us, lift us up into that army of light, and save our lives.
Yeah, that's exactly who we need. And you know, the battles that we go through, it is a way to grow. It is a way to develop as people. It's a way for God to see his words and the gift of his son sinking into our heart. The psalm ends with these words. Search me. Search me, God. Know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there's any grievous way in me and lead me in the way everlasting.
That's so hopeful, because the person praying that knows that God is listening and that his hope, his source is God, his good father.
There is always hope with God. And hope isn't wishful thinking. Biblical hope is an expectation because of someone who promised it. It would hope isn't wishful thinking. Hope is waiting on the expectation, waiting in expectation.
Yes.
And your victorious battle, you find your hope, you find your expectation for victory in Jesus Christ.
Yes. It's a knowledge. It's not the way we think of hope. A guess. It's not a guess. It's a reassurance. Mm-hmm. We're assured of this, and we base our hope upon the assurance and knowing that we have this God who loves us.
That is what God wants for all of us, I think, is that assurance, that expectation of what he's promised. What he's promised is going to happen, he will be faithful to, and it's going to happen. And part of that is guaranteed victory over these battles we have. Hmm. You will be victorious. I can't tell you when or in what way, but I can tell you who is going to give you the victory, and I can tell you will have victory.
Yes. So step up in faith, mm-hmm. and in trust, and allow God to take control, to take over, and give yourselves up, yield to his way, allow him to be your guide, allow Christ to be who you pattern yourself after and who you wear in your life and live through. You live through Christ.
And as we do that, I think we can pray this prayer. Search me. God, would you search me? Mm-hmm. Would you know my heart? Like, God doesn't know my heart. would you know my heart? Would you know how much this is sinking in? How much I am learning? How much I am growing? How much I am developing? Would you know my heart? I want you to know my heart. I want you to try me and know my thoughts. And please, if there is any grievous way in me, I want you to do something about that. I want you to work directly on that and lead me in your way everlasting.
Amen.